Hello, good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here.
Thanks.
Now, looking at the film front cover, one half of the central relationship is openly gay, but in denial, I guess you might say, about his heritage. The other is almost a complete reverse of that, closeted but very fiercely proud of China. Skimming through your filmography, it seemed to me like you almost have a fascination with these kind of characters. What is it that interests you about them?
Well, I think it's because I'm Chinese and I grew up in the West for most of my life. So I was always like combating these two identities, being gay and also being Chinese and being Chinese in the Western society, which you have two things that is going on. One, that in the Chinese, traditional Chinese society, being gay is very much a shameful thing. I mean, in the West, it's less of that. But on the other hand, if you live in the West, a lot of the times that you are, when you are an Asian man, you're seen as less, equal to a white person. So you're always combating with these two identities. So I think it's interesting to put it in the movie where there are two different characters, have two different sides, and one is proud of his homosexuality and the other one is proud of his national identity.
I mean, it almost seems like there's two faces that you've got to wear, and there's one face you show to the world, one face you keep just for yourself, and in order to completely fulfill that identity, you need to inhabit it completely and deny anything else that doesn't really fit the mold.
Yes. I think it's universal in many ways. I think all of us have to put up a front one way or the other sometimes in a society where we want to present one side of us to the world, which we feel that is less vulnerable, a stronger something that we want to project to the world and who we are. And of course, there's always the inside of us that is the shy one or the introverted or the one that who feels insecure. So, and it's, I think everybody actually have to combat with that, but it's just how you adjust that and how you want the world to see you. And I think that's why the movie is called Front Cover, because they both characters actually have to put up a certain front in order to protect themselves. And then slowly through the movie, then you kind of like, they reveal themselves to each other and kind of like we see more a deeper side of themselves.
In fact, speaking of those universal themes, I love this quote from the South China Morning Post regarding your films. When Ray Yong is asked why he makes gay films, the filmmaker often wants to shoot back, "Why do you make straight films?" I enjoyed that as a creator myself. When you sit down to create a film, are you just looking to create a good story and this is what you come up with, rather than sitting down to say, okay, I'm going to make a gay film, I'm going to make a Chinese film, as opposed to a typical Western film?
Well, I mean, the thing is that I think as an independent filmmaker, you are really trying to do something that's not just commercial. You're just trying to do something that has something that says a lot more to how you see the world and how you want to change the world in many ways. And of course, like being a gay Asian man, there's a lot of things that I have to deal with in my life. And of course, I want to make a movie that's about that. I think that's really something that's from the heart. And when it comes out to the world, it's how other people want to judge and see it and the way that they want to see it. And if somebody wants to categorize it as just a gay movie or just an Asian movie, then, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. I can't really control how people see things. I can only do how I see things and hopefully let people sort of like judge it for themselves. And of course, people see it from their own backgrounds and their own point of views. And if people just feel that, oh, well, that's just a gay movie, then, you know, there's nothing I can do about that.
Well, there is a quote from the character Ning a little bit later in the film, who is also a gay Chinese man, and he says, "In China, there are many stories I can't tell." Is that a reflection of how you felt at times, even growing up in the West?
Yes. Well, you mean telling Chinese stories in the West or telling stories in China?
Telling Chinese stories in the West, or even telling queer stories in what is still a heteronormative society?
Yes, I mean, it is difficult because, like, at the end of the day, you are a minority, and a movie is something that is very expensive to make, and you need a lot of funding, and therefore, a lot of the times, like, even I deal with gay distributors or gay sales agents and people like that, or gay people in the industry all the time, and they will tell you that, you know, a gay story doesn't really sell, and a gay Asian story is even harder, you know. So, you know, it is very hard, you know, to tell a story that about a minority group, you know, and you are always going to put in a certain category. So, yes, it's never easy. But that doesn't mean that you can't do it.
And on the other side of that one with the character Ryan, there's a couple of moments early on in the film he sort of dismisses Ning's film as how big can a Chinese movie get? And when in fact he meets Ning, Ning says, "You don't look Chinese," and he takes it as a compliment. I'm not sure if you're aware of the term cultural cringe. It has a big history here in Australia. Basically means you see your own home culture as inferior to that of other countries. It's a colonial mentality we have here in Australia, or once had here in Australia. Do you feel like with America having such a global impact on culture, there are a lot of young Chinese who, like Ryan, who feel their home culture, their heritage is actually inferior?
Yes, of course there is. I mean, like, one of the inspirations of this movie is that I was talking to a friend of mine who was an estate agent in New York, in Manhattan, and he grew up in Chinatown, and he's American Chinese, and he was complaining to me about all these mainland Chinese from China, you know, buying all these properties in Manhattan, and he was saying that, you know, all my life I'm trying to fight against, you know, being Chinese, and now I'm dealing with all these Chinese customers, and I have to be more Chinese than before, and you know, and that is basically the inspiration of this movie. It's about someone who's trying to struggle and try to hide his cultural identity, and then suddenly have to face with this superpower that suddenly these people with all this money, and then he has to deal with it, and then from there try to relearn his own culture again. And I think that is something that actually applies to a lot of ethnic minority groups in all over the world. I think, you know, I'm sure that, in fact, even in Hong Kong, you know, which was a British colony, and I think a lot of the people who are, you know, as you know, Hong Kong is now a part of China now, and a lot of the people in Hong Kong are very much fighting against the mainland Chinese culture and you know, and the governing, because they still see themselves very much British, you know, so that is still that kind of like struggle going on.
Well, Ray, it's a beautiful story. It's a very well-made story, if I say, and it is really quite a powerful film, as well as just being a really good watch. I wish you all the very best of luck with it, and do appreciate you coming on and having a bit of a chat with us about it.
All right. Thank you so much, Sean.
Very best of luck, mate.
Thank you. Bye.